All right. It looks like they've made camp up ahead. I just need to approach slowly. I think that was a trap back there. I hope they don't think I'm after their bounty. Oh, by the gods. Well, it appears I've been spotted. Either you have terrible aim, or that was a warning shot. I'll assume it's the latter and introduce myself. In the name of the Empress Relay the First, I have been authorized to negotiate your surrender. I am Pandora, a royal messenger. I have no weapons drawn. Please show yourself. I know violence is easier, but you're going to like what I have to say. And it costs you nothing to listen, outlaw. Thank you. I'm leaving my dagger on the ground. I'm going to take a few steps towards you with my hands in the air. All right? I know it's tense right now, but let's stay calm, okay? That's close enough? Very well. Thank you for lowering your crossbow. Oh! Your wanted posters don't do you any justice, outlaw. I'm not trying to butter you up. Your appearance took me by surprise. And it makes me curious. Why turn to a life of crime when you could have been a figure model for art students? Do you always make things difficult on yourself? I'm glad you think that's funny. I guess it's a little funny. How much is your bounty? Do you really not know? Oh. It's considerable, about a year's wages for a butler. You look flattered. Don't worry, you're worth much more to the Empire alive. But my point is, what? Keep my voice down. As you wish. But in that case, I'm coming a bit closer. My point is, I don't need to flatter you. I have permission from the Empress to discuss your surrender. Besides, what's one lone messenger against a fearsome outlaw like you? You have the advantage. Right. So let's talk. I have a few questions for you. I've been tracking you for 2 weeks, and I've been getting conflicting stories. Oh yes, I have. I had a barmaid spit in my tea when I asked after you. She thought I was hunting you for your bounty. She said that you defended her when some patrons got out of hand last week. Is that true? Yes, at the crossroads just north of here. You look bashful, outlaw. You can answer me truthfully. I'm not a judge or a general. I relay information. Did you step in and save that barmaid? That's what the staff at the bar said. They said that you removed the offending party without hurting anyone. And you fired a warning shot with me. I'm starting to get a sense of who you are. About how you solve problems. The barmaid could have been lying. Of course, but I don't think so. Most people tell the truth when they're speaking about other people. Especially if the person they're talking about isn't around. You don't gossip. That's very noble of you. Would you mind if I reached slowly into my pockets and took out my notebook? I have more questions, if you don't mind. I'm enjoying this a lot more than I thought I would. Oh, I need to hurry up. Why? Do you have some other engagement? Is there a pressing appointment you have after me? What if I looked over your shoulder and into your camp? Is there another person in your bedroom? No? I'm just checking. It's part of my job. All right. I need to talk about the reason for your bounty. Yes, the three guards that were found dead at your camp. My sources tell me that you were hired to scout for a map maker that was local to the area, correct? Right. Can you tell me what happened? No. Why not? I came all this way to find you. You're so stoic. I promise you, Outlaw, it's in your best interest to speak with me. I can help you. What? Maybe he'll just take me hostage? No, I promise that's not a good idea. People will start looking for me. I'm not blushing. I'm a royal messenger. Do you see my bag? That is the seal of the Empress. We don't blush when rugged outlaws threaten to take us away. Stop grinning at me. You're not allowed to flirt back. I don't know what to do. Well, this is a negotiation. You have to take it seriously, okay? All right, I guess I can come closer. But please, you have to tell me what happened with those guards who died. I have the autopsy report. They were found with crossbow bolts in their bodies. The range? They were fired at close range, yes. You say they ambushed you. And you defended yourself? They wanted the advance you got on your scouting job. I see. And you're thankfully a light sleeper? No. I bet they hit a trap that you set out, didn't they? That's what happened. And did you run because you thought no one would believe you? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's a terrible injustice. Look, I said I can help you, and I mean it. The Empress is no fool. She knew those guards had no reason to be at your camp. So she sent me to get the full story. So listen closely. These are the terms I'm prepared to offer you. And after talking with you, I really want to help you. All right. Please come back with me to the palace. Once we arrive, you will be a witness in a court trial against a noble lord. He is accused with corruption and running a crime ring with his guards. Yes, you were on his land when you were attacked, and we have very few witnesses. And this is the best part. In exchange for your testimony, you will be cleared of all charges. And because I found you honest and fair in your dealings, and not because I'm attracted to you, I am prepared to offer you a job. Yes, you can work with the Empress as a scout if you wish. On what kind of land? The mountains north of the palace. Yes, it will be much colder. What about me? No one's ever asked me that before. Well, we'll travel together for a few days. And you're not exactly my prisoner, but you are in my custody. Yes, and you're lucky I'm not spiteful enough to get you back for that quip about ransoming me. Oh yeah? Maybe I should just tie you up, outlaw. And you'll have to keep me safe on the road. A girl can never be too careful. Oh, stop. Come on, we have a long road ahead. And if you keep flirting with me, it's going to be even longer. Wait. You just finished making dinner? Yeah, I am hungry. What did you make? Oh, that was delicious. Thank you. I've never eaten so well on the road before. If you flirt with me, this is going to be the longest trip ever. Yes, I did say that earlier. It's worth repeating. Don't tease me. Why are you holding my chin? Thank you. I like your eyes, too. Oh, thank you. But be careful. You might be just caught up in the moment. I'm sure I represent a lot of good things for you. You know, a fresh start, a cleared name, a new job. So you'll just have to get to know me better? You mean it? I'd like that, but I already feel like I know a lot about you. After chasing you down these past 2 weeks. But I know I like you. I like what I've seen, what I've learned. It can't be good for you, though, spending all this time alone in the woods, looking over your shoulder in case someone is trying to kill you. Let's keep each other company. And I want to know what it's like to be a scout. Oh? No one is an island. Sooner or later, everyone needs help. And it's okay. It's okay to lean on someone or ask for their company. Listen to me, my outlaw. Taking the risk of getting hurt is the cost we pay for companionship. But it's okay. We can go slow. I'm sure we both need time to show each other that we're worth trusting. I'm glad you're warming up to the idea. It's too cold out to talk anymore about this. Let's cuddle up under the stars. I want to trade questions with you. Tell me, who taught you how to cook?